From WCBU, Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today, we're talking with William Butler of the Contemporary Art Center. William joins us to talk about several new events happening at the CAC, including Brave Enough to Be It, a new exhibit featuring works by Sandra Bridges, Malika Jackson, Natalie Jackson, Alice Treor, and Trish Williams. Welcome, William, back to Out and About.
Thanks for having me on, Jen.
So let's talk about this first exhibit, Brave Enough to Be It.
Sure.
There are some big themes that are woven together by five different African-American women artists. Can you kind of walk us through some of those?
Well, you know, every artist has their own perspective and their own subject they're tackling. But, you know, it is in light of Juneteenth coming up. And so some of the artists have chosen work that go along with that idea of celebrating freedom, celebrating the right to vote, things like that. So Sandra Bridges is one of those. Sandra is in Chicago, and she sharing some imagery of concerning voting and the dignity of the everyday person. So those are really powerful. And other artists are sharing sometimes more private thing, like Alice's work is really deep inside her, subjective type of work. So I think all the different perspectives will be wonderful to see.
And there's so many different mediums of art that are kind of side by side here. You have sculpture and then fiber arts by Trish Williams and then some photography. How does all of that come together to maybe strengthen the overall experience that someone has when they come to the exhibit?
You know, people who come to exhibits, just like the regular people of the land, they like these kind of exhibits that have a lot of variety, and there will be a lot of variety. Trish Williams, really colorful, playful fiber works are very different from Natalie Jackson's photographs, which will be mock covers of magazines. She's sharing, you know, images of women who wouldn't normally be on a magazine cover. So you're going to see quite a variety of different things for sure.
Do you know, have these women worked together before or collaborated on an exhibit, or is this a first time experience for them?
Some of them have been together. Natalie Jackson put together an exhibit with her and three other artists at the Cater Arts Center a few years back. And so I asked them to come back together again and suggested that Alice join them as well. Alice is Natalie's sister who lives in Wisconsin. And so that is the five artists that are together. And I think it's a great grouping.
And you mentioned that the timing of it is quite nice. It leads up to Juneteenth, and you're actually culminating the exhibit with a closing event, a closing Juneteenth event.
Right. I decided to extend the exhibit further and to have a kind of a part closing event and also a Juneteenth event. So it's an open house, very similar to a reception, but we'll be celebrating Juneteenth with Judy Page singing, and interspersed between her singing, we'll have some spoken word poets and some other people reciting a few famous documents that are typically read at a Juneteenth celebration.
This exhibit is happening in the Preston Jackson Gallery, but then you also have another exhibit taking place in Gallery 3R featuring the works of Jessica Bingham. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'm really excited to have Jessica Bingham exhibit here. Her work is very unusual, odd-shaped canvases with collage elements, some older paintings that are cut apart and collaged onto newer ones. She also is using dried flowers, some of which came from her own garden. And so they're really playful and fun and unpredictable, you know, and the way she's using the space is not a typical picture plane that you would see with a painting. It's because the edges are varied. They have a cutout sort of look about them.
with her work, does it kind of make you want to lean in and examine it a little closer, you know, with kind of the delicacy and the, I always get a sense of, as if I'm looking at lace when I'm looking at something that Jessica produces.
Absolutely. You can enjoy them from far away. And then when you get up close, you'll see all the minuscule details that she's put into the sewing with the flowers and things like that, which can be very subtle.
We should note that there's going to be an artist reception open to the public on May 22nd, where people can come in and get to know the artists, hear some of the stories behind the work. And there's going to be some special music featured that night as well.
Right. On May 22nd, invited projects to provide music for that reception. Yeah. Another opportunity to see the exhibits is First Fridays. We're going to be hosting First Fridays on May 7th and June 4th. So feel free to come to those nights as well. We're hoping to have some gallery talks also, and those might be nights in which we have gallery talks. So watch our Facebook and our emails that we send out that will be sharing that information about that.
Also, we should not leave out the Whisper and Shout events that have returned to the Contemporary Arts Center. For those people who've never attended a Whisper and Shout event, just remind us again what those evenings look like.
Yeah, so in 48 hours, we sold out for Whisper and Shout. It's another opportunity for people to see the exhibit. We're going to have a featured poets from Chicago that'll be featured that night. And there'll also be local poets who will be sharing their work. And it's always amazing to hear local poets also how good they are, how professional they are. They usually almost always share their poetry in a theater type of style, and that they have memorized the lines, and they're not just reading something, they are acting it. They are sharing it from the depths of their whole body is sharing that poetry. So it's really engaging.
That was William Butler of the Contemporary Arts Center talking about exhibits now open to the public, Brave Enough to Be It and Be Tender, My Dear. The exhibits will remain open through June 19th. There will also be an artist reception on May 22nd from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. For more information on this and all upcoming arts events, you can visit artspartners.net. William, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders, artists, and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at WCBU.org. Out and About is also available as a podcast on Apple, Spotify, Pocket Cast, or NPR. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.